Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
The primary, when it was written into law, it was for the little guy. It was so that the big shots didn't make all the decisions.
New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner giving a little history as all the presidential candidates file for the first-in-the-nation primary. To get on the ballot in the Granite State, candidates can simply mail in their paperwork with a check for $1,000, but they often do it in person for tradition and the photo op. Today, President Donald Trump is sending Vice President Mike Pence in his place. Former Vice President Joe Biden did the same for Barack Obama in 2011. The primary candidates, including President Trump, also rallied voters for local and statewide elections in Virginia, Kentucky, and elsewhere earlier this week. The results of those elections were very much on Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar's mind as she filed yesterday.
In New Hampshire, where I think 8 of the 10 mayor's races were won by Democrats, and there was a major shift in the town of Laconia, which is very exciting, a town that Donald Trump actually had won in that area, and a Democratic mayor unseated a Republican.
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg was the first major 2020 candidate to file in New Hampshire on day one. The window is October 30th to November 15th. But the first candidate overall was Mark Greenstein, who instead of a check, had a handful of $50 bills. A perennial office seeker, he was also the first in 2016, one of a total of 58 people on the New Hampshire primary ballot that year. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will decide whether to take up a controversial case brought by relatives of those killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. Remington Arms Company versus Soto would challenge a law that prevents gun manufacturers from being held accountable when crimes are committed with their products. Here's California Senator Kamala Harris on the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, or PLACA.
There needs to be an opportunity for people to have a day in court to litigate these issues, and a court will decide. But to have this shield against responsibility is not in the best interest of justice.
It takes four Supreme Court justices to decide to hear a case. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders voted to protect manufacturers in 2005, but he's since decided they do have some responsibility.
If I am a gun manufacturer and suddenly in a small town or in a gun shop where you would expect to sell a certain number of guns, you're selling 10 times more guns. You have and must have the legal responsibility of understanding something is going on. You're not selling a gun to a hunter, but maybe you're selling guns to criminal elements.
In other news, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff announced yesterday that public impeachment hearings start next week. Thanks to Kevin Bowe from Public News Service for today's sound from New Hampshire. And from Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening.